So my idea to continue the story is that she does not get the scholarship because she's black, although she's good enough. So if she were white, she would have got it. And I like that idea because its deeper meaning would be that to show that there still is that subtle racism and that unofficial segregation. And like, as we learned in the past lessons, as an example in the song Hate It or Love It, like, it still exists in the USA. And then, like, two ways of continuing the story after she didn't get the scholarship came in my mind. And the first one is that she has no money, and her parents also can't pay for education, so they can't send her to university because they can't pay for the university. She would have needed the scholarship, but she didn't get it because she was black. So, and then she has a very simple job, and as her parents had one, and she's very badly paid. So when she has a child, then she has a child again, and her child also has the same problem. And as she didn't get the scholarship, she can't pay for her child's education. So her child also again does not get the scholarship and would need money to go to university, but her mother has no money, so she can't go to university again. Then she has a very simple job, and her child can't go to university again because there's no money. So it would be like a vicious cycle. And the deeper meaning of like that ending would be to show that there is that vicious cycle, like Hate It or Love It mentioned that. And my other idea to continue the story after she didn't get the scholarship was that, again, she has no money and her parents can't pay for education and can't send her to university. So she lives on the street. She has nothing to do but her art. And then someone finds her on the street and sees her talent. And in the end, she becomes a very famous black artist. And through her art, she expresses the racism and the subtle segregation. So she would be a fighter for black rights and also spend the money, like, on, as an example, scholarships for black people, because she wants to, like, give the new generation of black people a chance to go to university. And the deeper meaning of that story would maybe be that, firstly, she's a role model because she didn't give up. She still continued to do her art when she was on the street. And again, the story would also show the vicious cycle, but it would like give hope, spend hope, because she broke out of the vicious cycle. So you could see that if you follow your talents and if you continue to do what you want to do, what you're good in, then you can break out of the vicious cycle. Also, although there is that racism and although you're black, there is a chance to break out of the vicious cycle. Like, I like both ideas, but maybe the second one would be better because it's a happy end, and the other one would be a tragedy.